This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Decreasing labor costs in the produce industry is a top priority, and autonomous innovation is showing more and more promise. Tarek Greenan, COO of the autonomous weeding company Nexus Robotics, believes the transition from humans to robots will be a slow but steady change.
The simpler a task is, the quicker it'll be automated. And also the less enjoyable a task is, also the quicker it'll be automated. Also, one of the things that I've realized talking with farmers is that the field workers don't want to be out in the field pulling weeds. They all want to be in the pack house where it's air conditioned. And so getting workers to do those kind of tasks is not the easiest. You know, if you don't enjoy doing a job, you're either going to want to get paid more for it or you're going to do something else. It'll take time though. Like each task to automate, you know, it requires years of development. So I don't think that overnight farms are just going to be swarming with robots. I think that it's going to be a slow progression and there's going to be more and more technologies that are implemented over time. But I don't expect there to be drastic changes over the next 5 years, for example.
That's Tarek Greenan, COO of autonomous weeding company Nexus Robotics. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.